Welcome back, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt. That music you heard last month, and it means Jan Janera is in the house. That's his theme song. The founder of The Wild Adventure, TWA.us. Many of my listeners have gone on The Wild Adventure. Go check it out, especially if you're a young gun. But we brought Jan back because Thanksgiving's in the rearview mirror, but that means Christmas is ahead of us. And we think Jan's book, Turning Small Talk into Big Talk, is of great help to families and friends that gather. And Jan, Christmas can be even more explosive than Thanksgiving, which is usually just a one-day deal. Christmas can be a longer deal.
Oh, and so many emotions in it. Yep, I agree. And, you know, the book that I wrote is really to bring people together, families, friends, business associates. And years before I wrote the book, I would do this at all of our parties because I hated to get lost in a little chit-chatty conversation that didn't go anywhere. And I came up with this, and everybody's in on the same conversation, and you're kind of the orchestra leader. You're there to, if somebody isn't talking, to bring them in. If somebody's talking too much, to, you know, kind of like slowing down the bassoon section in the orchestra, quiet them down. But it's a great little easy skill to learn. And the other wonderful part of it is we give you 375 great questions to do a table question with. And starting off in chapter 10, we give you the top 25 openers. And just let me give you a sample of a few of those. Number one is, what's your favorite topic to talk about and why? Number two, what was one of the most important days of your life? Number three, what was one of the most surprising days of your life?
Give me number 10.
Number 10 on the great series. What is your favorite holiday and why?
Oh, you see, that's that's a great question.
And then after that, in chapter 11, we have 14 more top 25 topics of family members. What do you say, single people? Up right down the line. And I had a friend who told me he liked and used these so much, he took pictures of all of them and he keeps them on his iPhone. So when he goes to or hosts a party or goes to a party, he can come up with an appropriate question right like that if you're not creative enough to do that on your own.
And once you've absorbed the skill set, I told Jan the last time we were together, we have a mutual friend, Marty Sherman, and Marty and I had gotten together for lunch. And instantly, you go to serious and not serious and important stuff, but conversations that not chit-chat, stuff that matters. And Jan, there is, I believe, it's been a while since I read Turning Small Talk into Big Talk, but I believe you tell people how to get derailed conversation back on the rails. Because someone may have had four or five too many cream de menthe and take it off the left side of the table, but you can rescue any situation if you're prepared for it.
Sure, sure. And also, if you realize that you're in charge, just not so in charge that people feel that they're being controlled. And that's easy to do. And we teach you all of that right here, simply all the key skills in turning small talk into big talk.
Now, here's the key question. Does it work for men and for women? And does it work for young and for old?
Yes. I think the hardest one is for young people to step in and take over, because sometimes the older folks there will go, well, what's this? But in some ways, I think they've got a little easier road, too, because the older people are so excited that they're engaged in this conversation with them.
Yeah, the first time we did this, it was at your wife Carol's birthday party, and there were probably 30 people there, and you had the table questions planted on the table, and it was fabulous. It does. People don't have to have them printed either. You can have the little list next to you, like your friend with the phone, but it really does guide you through the rapids of holiday, so that everyone feel. Do you think people leave feeling better off than they got there?
Oh, so much so. So much so. Any time that you can get together with a group of people and have some significant interaction as opposed to just chit-chat, I always leave any situation like that so much more fulfilled, as I'm sure you do, don't you?
100%. That's why I recommend Turning Small Talk into Big Talk. It's available at Amazon.com, at BarnesandNoble.com, turning small talk into big talk. Was quite the bestseller when it came out last year. It's still bestseller because it's an evergreen. And if you can't find it in Amazon or Barnes & Noble for some reason, just go to jansbooks.com, J-A-N-S-B-O-O-K-S.com, jansbooks.com. But it's really easiest at Amazon.com. Turning small talk into big talk. Save your Christmas preparations now. Don't let everything look glorious and the conversation turn into a nightmare. Make it all sparkle with turning small talk into big talk. Thank you, Jan Janura. I'll be right back, America. Stay tuned.